Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's good out there, everybody? You know where we at. You know what we're doing today. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in again. Hope you enjoyed the show last week. You know what I'm saying? We got another one for you. Today's Wednesday, the 23rd. We about to do another banger, man. So, hey, once again, just good with y'all being here with me, and I appreciate it. So, listen, what we're going to talk about today, man, we're actually going to talk about a bunch of different things. So, today's show topic or show title is actually called This and That, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to touch on a few different subjects. So, you know, normally on my show, we stick to basically one topic and we run it throughout the duration of the show. So today, I just felt like to switch it up a little bit, mainly because there's a lot of stuff going on out here in this sometimes seemingly crazy world we live in. So we're going to just touch on a few things. We're gonna knock it out and we're going to get to the next thing. So that's what we're on today. So with that being said, today's show, we're gonna tackle it with a more, I guess I'll say, heterogeneous type of show where it's just a mixture of things, a hodgepodge, no pun intended, I guess maybe it is. So a hodgepodge of things where, you know, just a bunch of different things out there, man. And a hodgepodge is sometimes considered to be random, maybe even jumbled in some aspects of depending what the hodgepodge is, but definitely not that. So we just coming from a angle to touch on various subjects. Because like I said, it's a lot of stuff going on out here. So either way, we're going to get to it. Hope everybody's good. And we're going to be back in a minute, man. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things going on and see if we can make some sense of them. So give me a minute to come back from this break, and we're going to do it. You know how we do. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're back here with yours truly. This is Ryan Hodge, you know, in some circles, they call me the professor. But either way, I'm here and we're back with Level Up. So like I said, before we went to the Brizake, you know, we're going to just tackle this thing, man. We got a bunch of diverse topics to talk about today. So, you know, we're going to just get right to it. You know, when I started this show, I said sometimes we'll talk about things that I find in pop culture, some things that are relevant in social media. You know, we're going to just pull some things. We're going to pull from things that are just on my mind or the minds of others, and we feel it a need to put some sense to it all. So same sort of thing today, man. We're going to talk about something that I saw on social media. You know, now, you know, social media is a crazy world. So it is what it is, though. So we're going to just start, man. So it actually isn't even something I saw. It's actually I guess I did see it, but it's actually a post that somebody put up, man. And the post is actually stemming from a movie. A lot of people have seen this movie. Did well in the box office for what the budget was. A lot of black heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying? We got the movie. Let me just get you the movie first before we go with who was in it. A movie called Thin Line Between Love and Hate. A thin line between love and hate. Hey, don't mind me on the singing, but you know, I do what I do. Not well, but hey, I still sung it. But yeah, so A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. If you're not familiar, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis, let you know a couple of the stars who were in it. Martin Lawrence was the main guy. You know what I'm saying? It was his story. He produced it, all that good stuff, wrote the story. So Martin Lawrence is the main character as well. So if you don't know Martin Lawrence, you know, good luck. Lynn Whitfield, she's been in the game for a long time. She does her thing when she's rocking out in these movies, of course. She's a main character as well. Let's see, you got Regina King is in the movie. Bobby Brown is in the movie. Even old school Della Reese is in the movie. Not to leave anybody out, but, you know, just to name a few people who are in the movie. So that's what we got going on. So, like I said, The Journey was dropped back in the 90s. Good flick. So, why are we talking about this thing right here? We're talking about it because of the response. Somebody put up a picture of the promo flyer for the movie that dropped, like I said, back in the 90s. And let me just give you a synopsis of the movie as well. So in the movie, you got a character, Martin Lawrence character. He's a club owner doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Cat, his name is Darnell in the movie, so I'll refer to him as Darnell when I talk about it, or sometimes I'll slip up and say Martin. But either way, so Darnell is his name, and then, like I said, he owns the club. So not only is he a club owner, he's actually a player. So his nightlife is filled with a lot of, you know, activity with females. He's doing his thing out there, as one would say. So he's lying to women. He's a misogynist. He's misleading them, you know, making them think that he wants more from them than what he actually does. So you can see, you might be able to see where this is headed. So now, as he's owning this club, cool. Here we go. We got his love interest is Lynn Whitfield. Her name is Brandy in the movie. Now, her character, she's a wealthy woman. She drives around in limos, got a big mansion, fancy cars. And she does all of the, you know, luxury shopping, the Gucci stores and Louis stores, all that good stuff. So anyway, that's her situation. Now, throughout the movie, one time she comes into the club that Martin Lawrence is running. When he sees her, he pushes up, trying to, you know, make his moves. And she's not with it. So his character, he gets the ladies that he wants. So when he pushes up on her and she doesn't return his interest that he showed to her, it kind of made him get on a pursuit more. So it really invigorated him, and it was like a challenge for him to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to get this, or I'm going to get her. And really this, because he was really talking about, you know, getting it, if you feel me. So that's what happens. Now, the rest of the movie, he finds out. So let me just go like this. So he gets it off. He finally has relations with Lynn Whitfield's character, Brandy. But before she actually gave into his offerings and his push-up, she told him, basically, listen, man, I don't play any games. You know, if you're going to push up on me, I'm not one for games. And you can almost tell with the tone of what she was saying that it would be serious ramifications if he did her wrong. So as the movie goes, he pushes up, got what he wanted to get out of her, and then he tries to diss her. But she wasn't with it because she's actually crazy. And on top of that, Martin Lawrence actually was in love with a different character in the movie. He was actually in love with Regina King's character, and her name is Mia in the movie. So he really wanted her. So after he got what he wanted out of Lady Brandy, he tried to push up on Mia and run the relationship with her. Now, back to Brandy. Like I said, Brandy was crazy. Brandy was doing all sorts of stuff. She was off the hook. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because one of the comments and a couple conversations on social media, it was saying that basically the Lady Brandy, who decided to turn to violence, was actually justified in her doings, because if Martin wasn't serious about what he told her in the beginning, he shouldn't have lied to her. So she was justified for going off the hook. So what did she do? She was trying to kill him. She shot at him. She tried to kill Mia, the love interest. You know, she was really just off the hook. She was holding people captive in the movie. And like I said, the conversation on social media was that the lady was justified in her actions. And that's the part of the conversation that I want to bring to the show today. So that's why we're here. Not really to get you too much about the movie, because it stands for what it is, and it is what it is. But on the show, you know, we often talk about problems, and we talk about solutions to those problems. We're giving practical advice for the everyday people. So let's talk about the advice, the solution. So we all know, I'm going to start out like this. Everybody knows that Martin was wrong. Let's just be clear. He misled her from the beginning. He never had any good intentions for her. He only wanted to hit it and quit it, as we'll say. And when he did that, he tried to throw this lady away like she was nothing. Now, again, he was foul for that. We know we can't be out here misleading people. It's not the route to go. You run it honestly, and you get what you get from it. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. And that works for the females, too. You know, it's not just this game playing, this game running isn't just one-sided. So, you know, we know women play games as well. But back to Martin and his character, and just anybody out here. So we know for a fact that this should have never turned to violence. So let's talk about real life. So for the people out there who were saying that the lady Brandy was justified in her actions because Martin lied to her, and she told him up front, basically, if you cheat on me, it's going to be some serious ramifications. And that's what it is. If you believe that, I think we need to talk. And that's why we're doing the show. Really, I'm going to just say, before we get to anything else, I'm going to just say it like this. Getting cheated on by male or female should never result in violence. There's no excuse that violence comes from something that's part of a relationship. Violence normally begets violence. Or violence normally comes from violence. For example, there's a time for violence. If somebody punches you in the face and you punch them back, I get it. If somebody is kidnapping your kid and you feel like the only way to get your kid back, of course, is the exact violence on that person, then of course you got to get that done. Not saying that. If somebody's doing something deleterious to your health, somebody's doing something inimical, even to your property, somebody's trying to run in your house and you need to do something to protect yourself, and it's physical and you need to exact violence again, then it is what it is. But if you're not under assault, then there's really no reason for you to be talking about you're justified in harming somebody who cheated on you. Yeah, I mean, let's be for real. We got to just put this in the air, because a lot of people do think that if they get cheated on and their feelings are hurt, that they're justified in putting their hands on somebody. And even with this movie and in real life, like I said, Martin Lawrence's character, Darnell, was the one who was in the relationship with the lady Brandy in the movie. So they had a contract, we'll say, a verbal contract. They're in a relationship. You'll do right by me and I'll do right by you. So bet, that's cool. Like I said, I'm not upset or saying that she shouldn't have ill feelings towards Martin for cheating on her, of course, but the violent aspect is definitely one that should have been left out. And then furthermore, with the conversation on social media, went a little bit further, because even Martin Lawrence's other love interest in the show, in the movie, Mia, who was Regina King, the lady said on social media that even she was at fault because she was involved with Martin. So I'm going to say this, I'm going to be clear. So not only, in my opinion, is the person who got cheated on, or the person who did the cheating, they shouldn't be assaulted. Now, somehow or another, you want to stretch it and say maybe they should be. Again, I'm not with it, not at all. But certainly the person who was in a relationship with the guy who was cheating on you, I don't see any way in the world where they're at fault, because especially in this situation, she didn't even know that Martin was doing this thing with the lady. So, but again, all of that's either here or there. Bottom line is violence, whoever you want to blame in this relationship situation when you got cheated on, violence is definitely not the answer. If you do get cheated on, and it's likely that you will, because it just goes down at a high rate. So you got to find other things to do, man. If you find yourself in a situation where you get cheated on and you're hurt and your feelings, and you want to, you know, conduct violent actions on other people, well, the first thing I would say to you is go get help. Find somebody to talk to. At least call up one of your homegirls. And don't call your homegirl or your homeboy who's going to provoke you and entice you to go exact violence on somebody. You know, get the level-headed friend first off. Let them calm you down and see things through a clear eye. And then, like I said, if that doesn't help, if you're really in your feelings, you need to talk to a professional, someone who's completely removed from the situation, and they're going to give you a more objective point of view and give you better decisions. Because even your friend, Your friend may not like the other guy, the other lady, and they may come up with some nonsense for you to do too. So just be careful with that. And with that being said, we're going to fall back for a quick minute, take a break, see what it is out here, and we'll be back in a minute. As you know, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. So come back and we'll do it again in a minute. Yeah, good people. We're back. We're back on it. It's me. I'm still here. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. So we're going to get right back into the conversation. For anybody who's listening and just tuned in, we're talking about this and that. And we're just doing a hodgepodge of different topics on the show today. And currently we're talking about how to handle yourself if you've been cheated on by your significant other, somebody you love, you've been feeling for a minute or whatever. So right now, I was talking about, you know, the ladies' actions in the movies. In that movie, Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Then I was saying also that sometimes you got to stay away from some friends who may push you to do some crazy stuff. So, you know, hit up that level-headed friend. And then I said something like, you know, even seek help if it's really that severe. But another thing that we're going to talk about not doing. We all know how music affects moods. It impacts moods. It can sway you one way or the other. So this is just something to help you cope with something like this if you got cheated on and your feelings were hurt, even if it wasn't cheating, just anything in particular if your feelings are at stake. So there's a song that dropped a while ago called Bust Your Windows. Now you heard the title of the song, and the song starts with I bust the windows out your car, right? So now I won't go into all of the song's lyrics, but I'll touch on a couple. Well, so what happens in the song is the same sort of thing. Somebody got cheated on. And the person who got cheated on felt like it would be a good idea to bust the windows out the person's car who cheated on them. So throughout the whole song, you know, some of the lyrics says it didn't mend my broken heart. So we're going to just look at that right there. No matter what, you could beat somebody up if you got cheated on. You can bust the windows out their car in this situation. There's a lot of instances where I've seen on social media and just in life where people will cut up your clothes. They'll pour bleach on your clothes, throw your clothes out the window, you know, crazy stuff like that. And I'm going to say crazy because if you were in your right frame of mind, you wouldn't act like that. So it is crazy. It's a little bit of lunacy, and you're definitely putting your energy in the wrong direction. So with that being said, there's a lot of information out here that says people think that these are the right ways to go, and that's why we're having the show. What else? One of the things that the song does say that I agree with, it says you can't just play with people's feelings, and I agree with that. And it's wrong, and it's unfortunate that it happens all day, every day. But with that being said, you still got to find another way to handle your biz. Like I said, can't be out here putting your hands on people, crashing into people's cars. I've even seen that before. It's a lot of madness going on when people's feelings are at stake. So, again, what I'm saying is protect yourself in disregard by watching the music you listen to when you're in your feelings. I know a lot of people tend to listen to songs that are melancholy, you know, sad. Even in this instance right here, they listen to songs that enrage them, you know, pushes them to commit violent acts on people and other people's property. So my advice to anybody out here, because you know this is what we do on the show, if you want to turn the music as some sort of healing device, you know, if you want it to be some sort of mask to your pain, or some sort of sedative or coping mechanism, defense mechanism, whatever you want to call it, my advice is to stay away from anything that is going to have you do some negative stuff. For example, this song right here is going to have you do some stuff that you probably end up regretting. And then, so what I'm saying is listen to songs that's upbeat. Maybe listen to some songs that talk about self-love. Maybe listen to a podcast Yeah, maybe this one. Listen to a podcast that gives you some strategies on what to do, but don't go to the homeboy, the homegirl who's always about that action, and they're ready to commit all sorts of crazy atrocities at the drop of a dime, because it's not going to go in your favor. Yeah, it's really not going to go in your favor, because no matter what, you've already been cheated on, so you can't undo the person's cheating action. So no matter what, that's still going to be there. That hurt is still going to exist. Now, unfortunately, I understand that when people get cheated on and they're hurt, they want somebody else to hurt like they do. And not even saying it has to be only related to cheating, because oftentimes when you go through something that somebody else caused, you want them to go through the same hurt. Somebody kills your family member, you want that person's family member dead as well. So I guess it's a normal reaction or a normal response or a normal feeling. But that still doesn't make it right, because, again, in this situation, somebody cheating on you really shouldn't be met with violence. And like I said, it won't go your way. We're going to touch back on to the movie Thin Line Between Love and Hate. What happens in the conclusion of this movie, like I said, the lady ends up doing Lynn Whitfield, her character, ends up shooting at people. She's kidnapping people. Oh, like I said, all sorts of madness. And at the end of the movie, nobody ends up getting killed. Martin Lawrence's character, he's banged up pretty bad. You know, he's in bad shape. Everybody's lives have been affected as far as his friends. And then Lynn Whitfield's character, she ends up going to jail. And, you know, that's how the movie concludes. So either way, what we're looking at is it didn't end well for anybody. Martin Lawrence cheated and he got banged up, shot up, beat up, you know, all that sort of crazy madness. And then the main character, also Lynn Whitfield, she ends up going to jail behind. She couldn't control her feelings from getting cheated on. And this is something that we see all the time out here. Like I said, with that song, Bust Your Windows, if you're out here damaging people's property, you might end up in court. You might end up having to pay hefty fines for vandalism, destruction of property, just all sorts of other inconveniences to your life that you think is going to make you feel better. And even if somehow or another you do find some pleasure out of it because you made the other person hurt, it's still not changing your hurt. So I would tell anybody, don't seek vengeance. Go seek help, professional help. Another thing I'll say if you got cheated on, is just take a break from social media. If you're on social media and you got cheated on, that's definitely not the place for you. I would say, just like I said, find a good group of friends and go chop it up with them. Indulge yourself in things that bring you happiness, make you smile, laughter, all that good stuff. Because ultimately, all you need is time to get over this person who hurt you. So just give yourself some time to get over it. Don't put yourself in a situation where you cause somebody bodily injury or destruction of property, and you may find yourself paying for that few moments in time where you lost your cool. You may find yourself paying for that for the rest of your life. And if you got family members, you got daughters, kids, sons, you got wives, husbands, or whatever, you know, your significant other, they may be exposed to whatever damage you cause as well. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about going out there and causing somebody harm because they cheated on you. And another thing I'll say on this topic of things to do and not to do. Listen, I know a lot of times when we're going through stuff, people turn to drugs and alcohol. And not even saying you're going to turn into an addict, but sometimes when you're going through something, you might want to just have some drinks. Just you want to go out for drinks and you go out and you go get drunk. I'm not saying don't go out for drinks, because some people like to go out for drinks, but don't find yourself overindulging in alcohol or even drugs, because that's definitely going to make the situation worse. And a lot of times when you get inebriated or under the influence of illegal substances, you find yourself doing things that you wouldn't normally do. So just picture this. I mean, you're already in an altered state. Your feelings are hurt. You're depressed, whatever, you're upset. You're already altered in that sense. So now when you take drugs and alcohol, now sometimes when people use drugs and alcohol, they do things that they wouldn't normally do under normal circumstances if they weren't inebriated. So you don't want to find yourself again making a long-term decision for such a short-term problem. So don't use this as an opportunity to say, well, he cheated on me, so now I'm going to go sleep with somebody. Or she cheated on me, so I'm going to go sleep with somebody. Because that decision to go sleep with somebody can have consequences that you can't reverse. Obviously, you weren't thinking about sleeping with this person, or you weren't going to sleep with this person until you got cheated on. So maybe there was a reason why you didn't go sleep with that person. And if you did want to do it and you just chose not to out of respect for your relationship, it still isn't a good idea to just go jump under somebody else or on top of somebody else because you're in your feelings and you want to get some revenge. Or you might take this as the perfect opportunity to go get yours real quick. It's going to be a bad decision because once you get that other body, you can't take it back. And you're giving yourself to somebody potentially who doesn't care about you. And you don't know what that other person's situation is. They may be lying to you just like the man did to the female or the female did to the man. So keep that in mind because you could be opening yourself up for another set of conflicts and adversities coming from whatever business that person has who you decide to go get under. Another thing I think people need to consider when getting cheated on is that these feelings that you're having, you know, this broken heart, these feelings of hopelessness and despair, I think people need to realize that they're only going to be temporary. I think we need to look back into other situations in our lives. Let's say when you were a kid, if you had a dog who had to get put down, or if you had a rabbit that ran out the back door and you never seen the rabbit again, you got to think about it like this, man. When those things happen early on in your life, you got over it. You were in your feelings for a while and, you know, you wanted to just sit in your room and cry and all that good stuff. But at some point, there was a better day. One day you woke up and said, all right, you know, I'm better today. And then a week later, you were a little bit better. And then a month later, you were better. And then before you know it, at some point, you were good. It happened. You came to terms with it and you moved on. Even high school days, college days, whatever, you got cheated on by your high school sweetheart, your love interest at that time, and you were in your feelings. And in a high school tip, you didn't turn to violence. You just kind of said, well, that's what it is. He got that or she got that. And you found out that you were in your feelings for a little bit. And at some point you got over it. You met somebody else and, you know, you were in another relationship. So I just wanted to repeat that. So don't think that because you're in a relationship and you got cheated on that it's the end of the world and that you're going to be in this funk for forever, because you won't be. So again, make sure you don't make a decision after you've been cheated on that's going to last you a lifetime. That's all I'm saying. So, Dig, I'm going to take another quick break, and we're going to be back. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Come back with me. Once again, it's all good people out there. If you're still here rocking with your boy, I appreciate it. And we're going to keep this thing rolling. So we on this and that. We just talking, y'all. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. Like I said on this show, we're doing a hodgepodge. And with this hodgepodge comes different topics, different happenings, different events, different atrocities. You just never know what we're going to touch on today. But we're going to keep this thing going, man. So the next topic of conversation is about I'm going to call it a bank robbery. Hopefully I'm not over-exaggerating, but you'll understand what I'm saying in a quick minute. So it took place down in Georgia, a city called Buford. Buford, Georgia, a woman goes into a Chase bank, right? So apparently she was trying to make a withdrawal. They said it's about a $13,000 withdrawal she was trying to make. So no big deal. You go in the bank, you want to take some money out your account, shouldn't be a big problem. So according to what the reports are, I wasn't in the bank, so I don't know what exactly happened. But according to the reports, the teller asked the lady to produce some credentials, far as driver's license, credit card, account information, you know, the normal stuff that a person would need to withdraw some money out his or her account. So for whatever reason, according to the reports, the lady failed to produce the necessary documentation to get the money out the account. And from there is when the problem comes. So when she couldn't get her bread, She was yelling some obscenities, basically like, y'all trying to play me out. Y'all got me effed up. Those sorts of things. And it doesn't end there, unfortunately. It doesn't just end with cursing the bank personnel out. For whatever reason, the lady took it a step further. She cursed the people out, like I said. She ends up jumping the counter, climbing over a little partition. And now she's on the other side of the counter where the bank personnel are located to conduct their business. Let's go a little bit further. It doesn't end there. So a second later, you know, the bank personnel telling the lady, go back. She refuses. She doesn't listen to what they told her to do. And she apparently grabbed a pair of scissors to, you know, defend herself, or at least to make the bank personnel do what she wanted them to do. So she grabs some scissors, and before you know it, she grabs a handful of money. They said she grabbed about $750, and she was yelling some obscenities like, you know, y'all gonna take my effing money. So she grabs, like I said, she grabs the bread, storms out of the bank, and before you know it, she's in the wind. Last time I seen, they hadn't caught the lady yet, but they got a clear description of who she is. They may not have any name information because, like I said, she didn't present any information. But either way, that's what we're talking about right here. So the lady went to withdraw money from her account. It didn't go her way. And it ended up escalating into a whole lot of more madness, drama. And before you know it, you know, she's looking at all sorts of threats. You know, at a bare minimum, the lady is looking at a bank robbery charge, and that's obviously very serious. So this one moment in time got this lady in a whole lot of trouble. So this next segment right here, we're talking about almost kind of the same thing with the being cheated on, where you could potentially do something that takes a small situation and turns it into something a whole lot bigger than what it had to be. So what this is if you're not familiar with something called maladaptive behaviors. I don't know if anybody out there has ever heard of it, but it's something that's is really, really prevalent in a lot of different places. So what is it, maladaptive behavior exactly? Anybody know? Well, anybody gonna answer? So I'm here to tell you what it is. All right, so peep game. On a simple note, it's almost like just responding negatively to different situations, you feel me? So maladaptive, obviously mal means bad, adaptive, failure to, you know, respond properly to situations that you're in. And this would exactly be that sort of thing. So maladaptive behaviors are behaviors that stop people from adapting to new or difficult circumstances. So somebody hears something they don't want to hear, and a normal response to hearing something you don't want to hear is just, you know, you take it on the chin, like, I understand, and then you move on. Well, in these situations, sometimes people act out violently, depending on what it is. And in this case, the lady acted out violently. So this is definitely an example of a maladaptive behavior. But again, it's almost like if you had a flat tire, you know, this is something that you would expect to happen throughout your daily life. And what do some people end up doing? If we're talking about somebody who's in a maladaptive behavior situation, maybe they take the car jack out of the car and start bashing the car because they're just so upset that things aren't going their way that they just handled a situation way wrong. So again, in this situation with the lady in the bank, no one can justify, well, I hope you don't want to justify jumping the counter, threatening bank personnel, because no matter what, if her plan was to get money out her account, she didn't have the proper credentials, according to what they said. So, you know, you're not getting any money out your account without proper credentials. And that's the problem, because these are societal norms. We know when you go into a bank to conduct business with your account, you have to present certain things. So when you don't get certain things. And again, so the maladaptive behavior person, or who's exhibiting maladaptive behavior, they're going to respond differently. They're going to curse everybody out. They're going to throw stuff around the bank. And in this case, they'll jump the counter and start threatening people. And essentially, you turn going to get money out your account and not having what you needed, they turn it into something totally different. And like I said, it's way worse than it had to be. Now this lady is on the run and she's facing bank robbery charges, not to mention probably a litany of other things that they can come up with. And I definitely want to point out the common thread between the story I told about the movie Thin Line Between Love and Hate, where Lynn Whitfield, her character, got cheated on and she ended up turning to violence and ended up getting locked up. Well, obviously, the common thread is the same thing. It's maladaptive behavior is what we're talking about. It's the same sort of deal where something happens, something triggers you, we'll call it, and a person or people act out differently than what the standard normal response would be. So even though I said we're doing a hodgepodge, just by almost by default or by mistake, we got a common thread running through the episode anyway. But yeah, we're not going to focus on that too much. But again, look what we're talking about. We're just talking about making decisions that hopefully put us in better lights. But in these two examples, these situations, they're not going to be put in a better light. Well, the movie, obviously, the lady went to jail. And at some point in this real life situation over there in Georgia, real life situation, that lady's going to go to jail. And, you know, who knows the outcome of whatever, but they're at least going to lock her up. She's at least going to be inconvenienced. And she still didn't get the money out the account. So you still didn't get what you wanted out the deal. So remember, everybody, responding violently, acting out, being enraged, it's never going to go your way. I mean, it's really not. It's not a place for it. If it's not self-defense, then you really shouldn't be talking about harming anybody or threatening people's lives, because just no place for it. Normal people don't act like that. And not to say that they're not normal, because here's the other thing, like I said, about getting help in the last segment. A lot of people are just going through things. So that maladaptive behavior is really an illness, you know what I'm saying? And it's caused by several different things. It's not like you just do these things for no reason. A lot of times there's some sort of underlying themes that happen in your life or continue to happen. Like, for example, you may be dealing with trauma. You may be dealing with trauma that you don't know anything about. You don't realize that it's trauma. And you just think the way you're acting is normal and you're just acting the way you act. But nah, you very well may be going through something that's changed the way you think about things. For example, we're going to just talk about that cheating aspect. If you're thinking regularly, you know, and you got cheated on, maybe if you saw somebody handle being cheated on properly, maybe you would respond that way. So if you're in a situation where you've seen family members get cheated on, right, over and over again, and every time that family member gets cheated on or family members get cheated on, he or she responds by fighting the person, bashing windows out their car, you know, like I said earlier, bleaching their stuff. Well, if you're a kid and you've seen this over and over and over again, now when it's your turn to start dating and you're out there doing your thing and then you get cheated on, guess what? Your norm may be to do the same thing, bash windows out your car, stab people, run them over with your car, all sorts of stuff like that. So that's the maladaption. That's the trauma. And you may not even know you've been through it because it's just a norm of your neighborhood. If somewhere you're at, everybody, when they get a new car, they put rims on it, even though they can't afford the rims. They go steal the rims. We'll do it like that. They go steal the rims. Well, guess what? Now, if you go buy a new car, per the norms of your neighborhood, when you go buy a new car, you'll go steal some rims because that's what everybody else does. You don't even know that that's the wrong way to go about doing it. Again, there goes the maladaptive behavior. So that's what we're talking about. And the thing about these maladaptive behaviors is that it's normally the person who's committing the maladaptive behavior, they normally end up in an adverse situation from where they were. So again, this lady in the bank, in the initial, all she had to do was produce the information that she needed, the documentation to get what she wanted, and she would have got the money. Or if she wouldn't have gotten the money, at least it would have stopped there. Now, in this situation, like I said, they exacerbate the problem. She doesn't get the money. She's on the run. She's going to be jailed. She's going to pay fines and she's going to pay whatever else they put on her head. So she's not in a better light. And this is the thing, you know, they often just find themselves doing things to hurt themselves and they don't really have to, but they don't know. They can't control themselves. So it really is an illness. Anger, like I said about anger a minute ago, with just tripping out, spazzing on people, definitely isn't the way to go. And even some people who have traumatic situations and they turn to substance abuse. Well, that's a maladaptive behavior because the substance abuse is not going to change the fact that you're going through whatever the situation is. All that's going to happen is a year down the road or whatever it may be, that drama situation, the traumatic situation that you were facing, still going to be there. And you're likely to have an alcohol problem on the back of it now or a drug habit, and maybe you won't be able to kick it. So now you've just worsened your situation. And I'll say this to this maladaption and all that sort of stuff. If every day you chill out, you go about your traffic into the day, you go to the mall, you go to the movies, you go to school, you go to work, you know, all the different places that we find ourselves throughout the day or throughout the week. If you're constantly getting into arguments with people, if you're constantly aggravated by people everywhere you go, and if you're constantly cursing people out, putting your hands on people, finding yourself just in jarring conversations or arguments with people in stores, anything like that, if it's frequent, not talking about a one-off, because sometimes, you know, you just have to let a person know where you're coming from, I guess. But if it's a constant barrage every day, like I said, where you're arguing with people, talking about fighting and consumed with negative thoughts, chances are there's some unresolved trauma that's floating around in you that you may not even know. And I say that because it's just not normal to always be upset. You know, people waking up angry, going to sleep angry, and carrying yourself throughout your day angry. That's not normal. You know, normal people, when you're functioning normally, your emotions tend to be very even keeled. There shouldn't be sharp spikes and drops throughout any day unless something traumatic happens. You know, obviously you got into a car accident and your tension is up, your anxiety is up, all that good stuff. That's normal stuff because the body responds to fear and all sorts of other traumatic situations differently. But just on an everyday where nothing's going on, you shouldn't find yourself all over the place emotionally. And if you do, you should seek somebody, you know, out to find some help and solutions to your problems, because you may find yourself in a maladaptive situation. So check that out. And just as we're kicking it, man, I know people who like to be high every day and high every day, all day. And I don't think that that's normal. I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm gonna speak for myself. I couldn't imagine not wanting to be in my right frame of mind every day. And when I see people who are constantly seeking drugs to get high, it just makes me think, what are they running from? What's going on in your life or in your mind that you want to be drunk all day or high all day? That's not normal. Normal people like to be in their right frame of mind so they can conduct their business. And I've even seen people say if they didn't use certain drugs that they would be a different person, and for the negative. So here they go, that they're using the drugs as a coping mechanism, as opposed to just going to get help, talking about whatever it is that you're going through. They're seeking substances to try to help remedy their situation. Again, that's another perfect example of maladaption, is substance abuse. And a lot of times it's marijuana. And marijuana, people don't consider to be a drug, or if they do, they don't consider it to be a hard drug. So it's really taken lightly when people smoke and drink. Well, let me use the smoke. It's really taken lightly when people smoke every day, because to them in society, marijuana doesn't have any long-lasting effects. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I wouldn't know. I've never smoked before. And everybody who knows me knows that's just not how I get down. But just to think about it, like I said, just the thought of wanting to be high and out of your right frame of mind is what the issue is. I'm not speaking to the effects of it as far as if it's healthy or unhealthy, but we do know that it alters your state during the time that you're under the influence of it. So that right there is just a problem. You're using it to escape something. You don't want to be even kill. You want to be elevated. And that right there is just a sign that something's going on in your life. And maybe you need to put the drug down and go talk to somebody, and maybe they'll help you come to terms with some things that's going on in your life. And they may unlock some things that are in there that's bothering you that, like I said a while ago, that you may not even know are bothering you because you just took it as being normal. So not a bad idea, man. But listen, you can't be out here self-medicating all the time. And just think about medical marijuana. People who use medical marijuana, they have an illness, so they use the marijuana to cope with the illness. So I'm saying that to say people who smoke every day but aren't prescribed it, they aren't diagnosed with an illness because they haven't went to see if they had an illness, chances are There's something going on that you haven't been diagnosed with that's causing you to want to go self-medicate. So check that out, man. I'm telling you, don't take it lightly, because being high and out of your normal frame of mind doesn't make sense. People who are ill, they take medicine. You know, some people argue that it's recreational, but even recreation, you wouldn't say somebody who is drunk all day is recreation. You would say they have an illness. So keep it 100, man. Peep game and say to yourself, I'm smoking every day for a reason, and find out what that reason is. It may help you and it may save you a bunch of bread, because it's a lot of people dumping bread into that marijuana. So check it out. But dig, I'm going to pause right there. Ain't trying to preach nobody, just offering some things up. But yeah, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to be back in a minute, yo. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Hold your boy down. Well, hello there. We're back. This is Ryan Hodge. And of course, this is Level Up. Now, but in a serious note. So, yeah, we back. So, listen, we got another quick snippet I want to talk about. We out here talking about this and that. So we just going to continue on with this and that. So I'm going to read this headline real quick, and then we're going to go from there, people. The headline says, Florida officer relieved of duty after allegedly breaking into ex's home. You heard that. So the officer broke into her ex-boyfriend's home. Now, one of the things is funny to me that caught my eye on this story. Obviously, it's right on point with what we're talking about. It's commensurate with what we're talking about, just responding to situations negatively, putting yourself in harm's way, that sort of thing. But what really caught my eye was just the opening line of the article. So everybody knows, if you don't, I tag my website all the time, RyanHodgeBooks.com. I'm an author, amongst other things. So anyway, I got a 10th novel that's coming out sometime this year. Just working on it now, as a matter of fact. It's called Cherry Hill Love Affair. So peep game, you know, it'll be out in a little bit. Anyway, the reason why I say this drink caught my eyes, because one of the happenings in my novel, Cherry Hill Love Affair, is that two of the main characters, they're trying to gain entry into someone's home. And what they do is they actually break the guy's car window, take his garage door opener, use it, and they use it to gain access to, like I said, entry into the dude's home. And then from there, you know, whatever happens, happens. You'll have to read the book to find it out. So I ain't trying to be no spoiler alert. You know, just go check it out, though. It ain't out yet, but it's coming. So anyway, so again, so back to the story, though. So this officer, what does she do to gain entry into her boyfriend's house? Like I just said, listen, she broke the boyfriend's window of his car and took the garage door opener to let herself into this guy's house. And then when she gets inside his home, she destroys some property, blah, 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 and then she gets out of there. So now she's in jail because, you know, what she did. So here we go again. Again, we're talking about commonality between all of these different segments that we're talking about. We have another person acting out violently, destroying property, you know, just doing things that aren't commensurate with healthy living. And anyone who feels like this is healthy living, you definitely, you need to go get some help, because society has taught you wrong. So this right here is an officer. She knows the law. And for whatever reason, whatever she's been exposed to, she felt like violating the law and destroying property and breaking and entering. Somehow or another, she told herself that that was going to be okay for her. And clearly it's not. So there goes this maladaption we're talking to. Maladaption is like dysfunction. You know what I'm saying? It is abnormal behavior, and it's responding abnormally to different triggers. It would be like you drop your ice cream on the floor in the store and you tell the attendant in the store to give you another ice cream. And the attendant is like, no, I'm not giving you another ice cream. And you feel like they should, just because you dropped it. So what do? You pick the ice cream up that you dropped. You jump the counter and then you smear the ice cream all over the attendant's face. And then take all of the different gallon jugs of ice cream and throw them all over the floor and stomp them out. That's what maladaption looks like. So again, you got cheated on, you're trying to kill somebody, the bank instance, something happened with your ID and you didn't get to access your account and you decide to rob the bank. That is maladaption. The same way with this officer, her and the dude broke up for whatever reason and now she's illegally going into his house. And it really wouldn't matter if she had property in that man's house because you still can't enter it illegally. So what she should have done if she had property in there is, of course, her being a law officer, she knows, get a court order, talk to somebody, and maybe she could get some supervision to go in there and get the things that she needs. But at no point should she have went into that man's house from an illegal standpoint of breaking and entering, property destruction, and whatever else they're going to charge her with. So that's what we're talking about, man. We're talking about this and that. We're talking about different things that's going on out here in pop culture, social media, real life, whatever you want to call it. Just things like this that's going to help us be better people, yo. So that's why I chose the this and the that. We still got the commonality of maladaptive behavior, but I just use a different, few different stories to bring about that. Handling your business accordingly is healthy. And when you're doing other things outside of that, it's unhealthy. And you really might need to go get checked out. Go talk to a professional. Sit down on somebody's couch and see what happens. I said this before. I did a mental health series where the dude, Jonathan, was constantly yelling at his daughter, couldn't keep a job, and that was just his life. He was just on a hamster wheel of destruction, just running in a circle and couldn't get right. So the whole point of the joint was to just bring light to the fact that some of these things are really things that need to be treated for. It's not just who I am. To say, oh, I've always just had a bad temper, that's not really life. That's not a real good way to go about your day. And if you've always had a real bad temper, it's probably some unresolved trauma that you may not even know about and you need to go get healed. And again, my story, my mental health series had a happy ending where the dude, Jonathan, ended up, his stress levels went down. He got a job and all of his issues were resolved and he lived happily ever after. So that's the way that went. But listen, you hear that music, so you know what that is, right? It's that time. It's time to say later, y'all. Hey, listen, I want to thank anybody who's tuning in and anybody who's planning on tuning in. Hey, holler at some of your friends. Let them know we out here on Hindsight Media Radio. As always, before we go, I want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting this together. You know how we do. Appreciate it. Also, I want to thank anybody listening once again. And with that being said, you'll check my website out. It's RyanHodgeBooks.com. All of the old shows are up there. So until next time, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge, y'all. Later.